This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. Take a quick look around. It's Friday. Yeah.
Makes us all the better, faster.
Have a great Friday.
Oh, it's the last time you're going to be able to use it.
There's always next May.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And all through April, you can say, it's going to be May.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, 2 months a year we get to hear from
a listener
JT.
Did write in, though, with a suggestion about June.
Oh, yeah?
And it was actually that song that we just played. Sometimes I think about you.
About June.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I think about June.
Hey, a couple quick texts. 650 says, St. Louis listener. Yes, Hi. They still do Point Fest.
Oh, they do. Oh, great.
Which is the show. That's a station you came from before I even met you.
Yeah. Ooh. The Point. One of
what was it?
The Point.
Sarah and Mary Ann?
Sarah and Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen. Oh. My bad.
Yeah.
That's that little plaque you have in your bathroom.
Yeah, I got a little thing put up there. It's Sarah 30 years ago and Mary Ellen 30 years ago.
And both of your thoughts about
thoughts. It was something we did for the Riverfront Times.
Oh.
You know, the little indie rag.
Someone else wrote in about Matthew Perry and they say, it sounds like he's had a stroke. I'm so sad for him.
It does.
You know,
like that. It's that he can't, his mouth is not working right. The whole shape of his face has changed.
Mm. I don't know about that. I don't know him or any of what he's up to at all. But I know that Demi Lovato had a stroke, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not age related, and it certainly clearly can be an effect of heavy drug use.
It's definitely something.
So maybe he did.
And some people are ruined by a stroke. Other people are. Gain most of their functionality back. Mm-hmm. Probably some gain it all back. I don't know. I'm totally speculating.
Yeah, he's never said so. You know, this is what that creates, speculation.
Right. So anyway. I don't know that the Friends reunion was necessarily the place to say it, but I did feel like there wouldn't be a safer place. Mm. It's all people who love you.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, so, and actually I talked a lot. We talked a great deal about the Friends reunion show. I did my homework and watched the show so that either you don't have to or I'll get you all frothing for it. We talked about it in the 6 o'clock hour. Celebrity Trash is brought to us by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice973 Instagram account and see what's happening on the station. All our little clips of the day are on there.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn and Nick, you guys do such a good job. Really just completely
good job
embarrassing
good
Vinny
job,
and myself. I mean,
good job, Nikki. Good job, Bryn.
Every day. It's never about you guys. Never you guys effing up. I've noticed.
What?
It's never.
That's because
it's only
that.
When Sarah and Vinny do something.
It doesn't really happen. So
yeah,
because you know.
We're busy.
We're busy.
I noticed it's always something about
down.
Sarah and Vinny.
Well, now
we're busy
I will
supporting you guys.
Find ways to
we're raising
trip
you guys
you right
up.
In front of everyone.
We're just gonna sit back and let you guys dig your own hole.
Thanks, Bryn. Great.
I'm kidding.
I hear them sometimes. You and I are having a conversation, Vin, and they'll say on the air. Mark that for the clip of the day. And I'm like, those.
Yeah, we definitely do have sub conversations.
Oh, yeah. There's a full sub show going on. There's no question about
it. That's great. Super.
Yeah.
Well, I do sometimes actually clip something up. I'm like, Well, they're not going to like that. I guess that
yeah,
might
that's
be
true.
Oh, that really? Yeah, you have a standard. There is only so low you'll go.
We do talk about it.
There's only so low.
Right. Okay.
That's so kind of you.
Yeah.
So nice.
Right. You know.
I'll cut them off at the knees, but not at the hips.
Right. You know, the line is at like Crocs. I think that's where we'll stop. Like the green Crocs.
That doesn't even hurt me. Like, find something that hurts me.
No, I'm talking about Vinny.
Yeah, that was hurts me.
Line. Your line is different, that. Sarah.
I see. Got it.
All right.
Anyway, the Alice973 Instagram. Thanks so much for sponsoring this part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, there's a couple. There's not that. There is actually always a lot of TV. It's on every channel and every streaming service and every place. But here's just a couple kind of notable things. Cruella is hitting theaters today. And if you are a Disney Plus member, you can pay $30 and watch it at home.
I'll do that.
Many people. Well, it's not for kids.
Right. No, I'll do that. That's what I mean. Yeah. I'll do it. Me and the missus at nighttime.
This is the origin story. How did Cruella de Vil, the villain of 101 Dalmatians, come to be? Emma Stone plays.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
Roar. Emma Stone plays Cruella, and Emma Thompson is the villain in her origin story. And it does look like at first she's just young, beautiful Emma Stone, and then by the end she's sort of standing outside looking all ragged with like black circles around her eyes going,
I actually think it looks awesome.
It does. It's
and
one
Emma
of those...
Stone's really good. So
she's great. She really
is. I think
is.
It'll be fun. And you know, here's the thing. Yeah, you may have gotten the kids to bed, but you still can't leave. So you have to stay and you have to find something to do in the house. So
that is a true story.
I probably will watch that this weekend.
Yeah. Maybe some people do leave when their kids go to sleep.
I don't, I'm sure.
It's not advised, not recommended. Because the time you leave is the time they're getting up. You know it.
Right.
Anyway, tonight, Disney Plus, Cruella, you can pay $30. You can go to the theater. Go have a theater experience. Many people will. Also, you can pay $29.99 for premier access.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indy 500 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple things that are happening. Coming to a TV near you, let's see if I can find a date on this, July 6th. This is a live show. It's going to air live on TNT, and it is the fourth grudge match. It's called The Match, and this time it'll be Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson, two old guys who just shouldn't be as good as they are, and they are teaming up to take on Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau.
Yep.
He is, I don't know how old he is.
DeChambeau?
27.
He's a young guy. And he's
born in 93.
He's a bodybuilder type, so he's a long ball guy.
Oh, he is pretty built. Look at these pictures. He just won something in 2020, so he's a champ.
No, he's good. Yeah,
but
he's
Phil
really
Mickelson
good.
Just won the big title, right?
The PGA, yeah.
Right. So they're going to take on, so it's good. It's funny. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Phil Mickelson and Bryson DeChambeau. So Brady and the Buccaneers are the reigning Super Bowl champions. Mickelson just became the oldest person to win the PGA championship at almost 51 years old. Aaron Rodgers. He's the NFL MVP. He's the reigning MVP.
Yeah, from last season.
Yeah, you would think it was. So just based on the whole season before they get into the postseason?
Yes. And all the talk about him right now is he's trying to get out of Green Bay. So
right,
it's he a lot that. Of talk. Mm. Nothing's for sure yet, but I'm sure that'll come up over the weekend.
So basically, these are the reigning champs from last year. DeChambeau won the 2020 U.S. Open. Brady and Mickelson did this before. They were defeated by Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning.
Right.
Mm.
So they're coming back, and I remember us talking about that match, but it's a show. It happens once in a while. They put it on. It's a live show on TNT. They're going to play it July 6th, and so it'll be Brady and Mickelson versus Rodgers and DeChambeau. The Match. The NBA is going to crack down on some fan behavior. There were a couple Wednesday night. There were a couple of different, completely separate incidents. Russell Westbrook of the Wizards had popcorn dumped on him while he was leaving the court with an injury.
Uh-huh.
And a fan spit on Atlanta Hawks star Trae Young. Spitting. Don't do it.
It's big right now because people feel like, and it's one of those statements you make, and maybe you have to, after you say it, go, wait a minute. People are saying, you just got let back in the building, and this is how you behave? You shouldn't ever behave like there is. If you've
not
been
just,
let back in
right.
the building for 5 weeks, that's still not okay.
Right.
So the bottom line is, this is just absolutely ridiculous fan behavior where they think they have a right as a team supporter
right.
to mistreat the enemy.
Or even sometimes someone's done something on your team you don't like and you're all over their stuff. So the NBA is doing something about it. They released a statement yesterday saying an enhanced fan code of conduct will now be vigorously enforced in order to ensure a safe and respectful environment for all involved. Popcorn guy had his 76ers season ticket membership revoked.
Yep.
Good.
And he's banned from the place that they play.
The venue. It's like the Wells Fargo something. But
Wells Fargo Center. Exactly.
Yeah, he's banned. Yeah, absolutely. And he should be.
Sure, and they took away his season tickets. F you, buddy. You mm-hmm. can't behave like that. And the spitter has been, he was not a season ticket holder, but they ejected him, obviously. And he's banned now from Madison Square Garden by the Knicks.
Right.
So they're cracking down on that stuff.
Good, as
There's
they should.
This is good fan behavior. I really like this, actually. I'm sure this guy's in big trouble, too. But no one had more fun than this guy at a Nationals-Reds game. There was a rain delay. And they had those big rollers, you know, they put the tarps out to kind of keep the infield dry. And so these rollers, they're huge. They're man-size rollers that they roll the tarps out on. And this guy, he's a black guy with the biggest smile you've ever seen on his face, fully nude. Runs out in the middle of the rainstorm.
He's so happy. You can't be
he's
mad
so
at him.
So happy. So there's a security guy trying to pull him out of the tube, and whoever took these photos is maybe the best photographer ever. As you look down through it, you can see that he's fully nude. In fact, the next picture, I think he's standing up, and someone's mm-hmm. even blocking his crack. Like mm-hmm. These are pictures we could. Oh, it's his own hands.
Yeah, it's his hands
that are
being cuffed
handcuffed behind him.
Yes.
Him. But look so at happy. His face; he's so happy, and he's naked, not even getting his clothes wet.
I feel like
having a ball.
As it's raining, I might say to the people arresting me, "Can you cuff me in front, please?" I really feel like that's the best place
Maybe
for my hands.
Maybe he's super proud of the front. So he's like, yeah, cover my little butt. He's look at his face. He's so happy. Everybody else has masks on. So it's look at him even there. He's like on a slip and slide, for God's sake. Yeah. He looks like he's having the time of his life.
Yeah.
I can see some thatch. That is fantastic. Great photography. Whoever took those pictures, look at his face. He's so happy. He's just out for a run in the rain. Who doesn't want to run naked in the rain? Doesn't it sound fun?
You don't.
It does.
I would if I was alone, you know. Wouldn't you, if you were alone and no one was around for miles, like say, I don't know, you had a farm in Vermont or something, it was a downpour, you'd just be like, take off all our clothes, let's go run in the rain. This will be fun, honey, let's do it. By do it, I mean run in the rain. I don't want to do it. I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood for that.
When are you?
Really never. Today at 5 o'clock, I guess.
But the Vermont farm comes up again, everybody.
Yeah, you know.
Ding, ding, ding.
I know you like that. Busy week for Amazon. The company agreed to buy MGM for $8.45 billion. This is the second largest deal they've ever done, behind the $13.7 billion acquisition of Whole Foods in 2017. Wetness Day, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos announced that he's... Thank you. That's right. It's also known as Wednesday. Jeff Bezos announced that he will step down as CEO of Amazon on July 5th. Don't worry. He's not going anywhere. He's still going to... totally be meddling in everyone's business. They announced Wednesday morning at their annual shareholder meeting, he will hand the chief executive title off to a guy named Andy Jassy, a longtime Amazon executive, been there almost as long as Jeff Bezos has been. He runs the company's cloud business right now. The July fifth exit. It was not chosen at random. Bezos said on Wednesday, "We chose that date because it's sentimental for me. The day Amazon was incorporated in 1994, exactly 27 years ago."
Can you imagine if you were in like an early Amazon employee and you've been getting stock and you've just been letting it sit there? Mm. You're so
happy.
You're not on that richest man list, but you are.
You're richest man adjacent.
Yeah.
No question.
Even folks who have the stock in general. I mean,
yes, in general, if you bought the stock even 5 years ago, you're just even just earlier this year. You're psyched.
That's crazy.
Can you please look up Andy Jassy, J-A-S-S-Y's net worth? Let's find out. Right. Like, is he at least a billion? I mean, at least he's a billionaire, right?
But there must have been a point where these people were taking a job with what this new startup, this book company, this weird bookseller online. I like him, though. Let's get, we'll take the job and see where it goes.
It actually says he's far from being a billionaire.
Oh, what?
Oh, get out of here.
He only has $440 million.
What? He's poor?
That dude's broke.
Well, he's rich now. He's the CEO of Amazon, for God's sake. Right. Bezos said he'll be stepping down as chief executive later this year. He said this in February, but now we have the official date, so July 5th. He is expected to be heavily involved with the tech giant, though he's going to move into a new role as executive chairman of Amazon. So maybe less day-to-day stuff and more kind of overseeing.
Well, I have a new girlfriend, everyone.
She's very demanding. Mm-hmm. She actually does want to do it.
Yeah.
All the time. It's weird, though. I got to pay her $1 billion each time. So I don't know what that is.
Right,
about.
Right.
Uh-huh. J-Lo and J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
All right.
They need a place to do stuff. They do it a lot, I assume.
Don't they both have mansions, though?
Yeah, but they got a separate place, like, I guess, away from their kids and the nannies and stuff.
You're telling me these two are back together 2 weeks now and they already bought a place together?
No, they're renting it. They're just dipping a toe in, Vin. They bought an F shack.
Wow.
They pay $130,000 a month.
Whoa.
For the honor of boning.
Where is this at?
In Miami. It's great. It's exactly what you think $130,000 a month rental would look like.
But doesn't she already own a home in Miami?
That's where her kids live. She can't go crazy. Go crazy. Go crazy. You know it's nuts in that place. To be a fly on the wall in the Ben app, in the Bennifer house. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
We were talking about this just the other day. The picture I saw, the recent paparazzi photo was of J-Lo like meditating in some hotel garden area. Uh-huh. And on the balcony of this place where they're shacked up. And it wasn't that. What the picture on the screen,
they
wasn't that.
They moved to somewhere more private.
No, they were somewhere where they were obviously followed by the paparazzi. Right. But there's Ben Affleck on the balcony puffing a grit. And I was like, oh, man, that guy still smokes.
Still smokes.
And she, there's no way she does. So that's a weird thing to be together and be like, you're smoking again.
Maybe puts in a stick of Big Red,
Yeah, I guess. Oh, those are the photos. Yeah, that's
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're having a great time together.
Good for them.
I have no idea how long it'll last, and it doesn't really matter. They are. Look at that F pad. Mm-hmm. That is where you go to do your stick and move.
In every room.
Every room.
Look at that.
I don't think you understand. They've been doing at all.
Look. Okay, stick for a month and move. $130,000
is a hit and run. You do it and then you leave.
Don't think this is going to last much longer than that. Come on.
By the look on his face when he's, pulling on that cigarette on the balcony while she's looking ethereal.
She's doing her meditating.
Right. He's like, "Oh."
If she tells me not to smoke one more time, I'm out of here.
I'm going to kill myself. It's terrible. There's a different vibe going on.
Look at that view. Look at the view from that bedroom.
Right on the water.
Nice. They definitely do it in those chairs over there on that dresser. She holds on to the top of that TV. Look at that skinny little dock. They do it. They almost fall off every time they do it out there. Do you see the steps leading into the pool? They've done it there for sure. Look at that balcony out in front. Oh, yeah, all of it. Oh boy, this place!
All right, well,
$130,000 a month. Congratulations! Oh, and just quickly, Bill Cosby was denied parole because he won't get sex offender treatment, and he won't come up with a "once I leave prison" plan. It's and also because he should never, ever be let out of jail. Can we all agree? He failed to develop a parole release plan. He got a negative recommendation from the Department of Corrections. Cosby's rep says he expected to be denied, and he's still hoping that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court will throw out his conviction and grant him a new trial. Well, keep on hoping, buddy. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, again, we've got Memorial Day weekend, so I've got a couple stories related to that. And I didn't get to that California new vaccine lottery, so I'll do that next as after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.